The Sea Grant Files, fresh news about fresh water.
Hi, I'm Jesse Schomburg, and you're listening to The Sea Grant Files. In the next 5 minutes, I'm hoping to convince you, you and your family and friends, to join in the process of scientific discovery. I want you to become, or at least consider becoming, a citizen scientist. Marty Kitson, Environmental Literacy Extension Educator for Minnesota Sea Grant, is here in the studio to help me. Welcome to the Sea Grant Files, Marty.
Well, thanks, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell our listeners what a citizen scientist does and what kind of person can be a citizen scientist?
Well, really anybody can be a citizen scientist, from school age on up to a senior citizen. It really just requires that you have a curiosity about the natural world around you and how things work. Citizen scientists really can do several things. They can learn standardized protocols to collect data. They can provide input into scientific research projects. They can even do quality assurance in some cases. They educate others. They build community engagement. And they can collaborate with professional scientists. Citizen scientists sometimes are part of a local effort that is small in scale, or they can participate in worldwide projects as well.
So, Marty, I know you've been helping to organize the Twin Ports City Nature Challenge for Superior, Duluth, and the surrounding area. It starts on April 27th and finishes up on April 30th. Tell us about the Twin Ports City Nature Challenge and how you are hoping listeners will participate.
Minnesota Sea Grant and the Superior Citizen Science Collaborative are leading the Twin Ports City Nature Challenge. And the goal of this challenge is to add as many photos of wild living things to the Twin Ports City Nature Project on iNaturalist as possible. In order to do this, you just need a smartphone or a camera. And if you are already a user of iNaturalist and have an account, you can add your photos to the project automatically once you join it.
Super cool. The Nature Challenge started as a friendly competition between San Francisco and Los Angeles in 2016 and has spread. In 2017, there were 16 cities competing, and now in 2018, there are 70 cities signed up, from Ahmedabad in India to Waterloo in Ontario, including Duluth Superior and the surrounding area. The Twin Ports competed last year. Has anything changed since then?
Well, last year we had 46 participants, and I will say that nationwide there were actually 4,000 participants. So we here in the Northland can really stand to sort of up our ante on the participation level. But we did make 234 observations last year, and we were able to identify 92 different species. Hopefully we can beat these numbers this year.
All right, so I take it we didn't win?
Well, we didn't win, but the satisfaction that you gain is to know that you are part of a biologically diverse urban area. But there are a couple of ways that you can win. One of the ways you can win is by being the city that has the most observations. And the second way you can win is to have the greatest number of species.
So how can people who want to be involved sign up for the event?
Well, anyone with an iNaturalist account can join the Twin Ports City Nature Challenge. But if you need more guidance and you're just interested in learning more, there is an iNaturalist training that will be happening at Boulder Lake Environmental Learning Center on April 14th, which happens to be Citizen Science Day.
Thank you for joining us, Marty. The Twin Ports City Nature Challenge sounds like a fun way for people to learn about the nature that surrounds us.
I think it is.
Citizen scientist opportunities are a terrific, fun, and really useful way to get involved with research. Love birds? Participate in a Cornell Lab of Ornithology project. Are you a fisherman? Trout Unlimited wants data about stream temperatures and aquatic invasive species. Locally, Muskies, Inc. members have been helping a Minnesota Sea Grant-funded researcher collect information in the St. Louis River. If you are interested in learning more about some of the opportunities, visit the Superior Citizen Science website, superiorcitsci.org. That's superiorcitsci.org. There you will find a list of what's going on locally and in the state, or call Marty Kitson at Minnesota Sea Grant.
My number is 218-726-8305.
Also, watch for new projects like the ISAP Jay Austin, professor and department head for the Physics and Astronomy Department at the University of Minnesota Duluth, is developing. Dr. Austin hopes ice fishermen and others will use the app to help collect ice thickness data to build an understanding of changing winter patterns. Citizen Science Day falls on April 14th, 2018. What a perfect time to get involved with science in your community. Citizen scientists are informing research in an unprecedented way. Hope you can participate in the Twin Ports City Nature Challenge. This episode of the Sea Grant Files was produced by Rachel Wachtler, Sharon Moen, Maya Jensen, KUMD, and me, Jesse Schomburg. For more information or to listen to more episodes of the Sea Grant Files, visit Minnesota Sea Grant at www.seagrant.umn.edu. You can also follow Minnesota Sea Grant on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks for listening.